Now let us go to the land of Norway. There we shall hear the story of Boots and his brothers. Once upon a time, there were three brothers, Peter, Paul, and Boots. They lived not far from a king's palace. Now it happened that he was a very unhappy king, because a great oak tree had sprung up against his windows, shutting out all the light. No one could fell this giant oak, for as soon as one chip was chopped out of its trunk, two grew in its place. The king also wanted a well which would hold water for a whole year, but everyone who tried to dig it could get no more than a few inches into the hard rock. So the king had a proclamation read throughout the land. Anyone who could fell the oak and dig the well would have the king's only daughter, the beautiful princess, to wed, and half the kingdom as well. Well, you may be sure many a man came to try his luck, but for all their hacking and hewing, and all their digging and delving, the oak grew bigger and stouter at every stroke, and the rock didn't get any softer either. One day, Boots and his brothers decided that they would set off for the palace to try for the princess and half the kingdom. They hadn't gone far when they came to a wood. As they passed through it, they heard something hacking and hewing away among the trees. I'd like to see what's making that sound, said Boots.
Well, what is there to see, said Peter.
It's only a woodcutter chopping logs to sell, said Paul.
But Boots said, well, now, I just wonder. And he went off into the woods by himself. When he reached the place where he heard the noise, what do you think he saw? Why, there was an axe hacking away at a tree all by itself. Boots put the axe in his sack and went to join his brothers. When they'd gone a bit further, they heard a sound of digging and shoveling. I should like to see what's making that sound, said Boots.
What is there to see, said Peter.
It's only a woodpecker pecking at a hollow tree, said Paul.
But again Boots said, well, I wonder. And he went off alone into the wood. And when he reached the place where he heard the noise, what do you think he saw? Why, there was a spade digging and delving all by itself. Boots put the spade in his sack and went to find his brothers. They went on again until they came to a brook. Well, I sure would like to see where this brook comes from, said Boots.
Well, what is there to see, said Peter.
It comes from a spring in the earth, like any other brook, said Paul.
But Boots said, I wonder. And he went off alone again into the woods and followed the brook until it got smaller and smaller. And what do you think he saw? Why, there was a great walnut, and out of that the brook trickled. Boots plugged the hole in the walnut with moss, and then he put the walnut in his sack and ran back to his brothers. When they'd gone a bit further, they came to the palace. First Peter, and then Paul, tried to chop down the giant oak, but it went with them, as with all the others. For every chip of wood they chopped, two grew in its place. Then it was Boots' turn. He took the axe out of his sack and said, hew away, axe. And away it hewed, making the chips fly, so it wasn't long before the oak came crashing down. When that was done, Boots pulled out the spade and said, dig away, spade. And the spade dug and delved till earth and rock flew around it in splinters. When the well was deep enough, Boots took out the walnut and laid it in a corner. Then he pulled out the plug of moss and said, trickle away, walnut. The water trickled and ran, and in a short time, the well was full to the brim. Since Boots had felled the oak and dug the well, He won the beautiful princess and half the royal kingdom. And his brothers, Peter
and Paul,
decided that wondering about things and finding out about them wasn't such a bad idea after all.